Greetings from Scott and Shao. We are doing okay here in South Korea. Kind of okay here. Rohan is finishing grade one this year, and he lost his two front teeth. And Ian is 3.5 years, and he can express almost very complicated emotions such as, "Mommy, you are so beautiful." I'm thinking I'm gonna cry. And Cheryl is teaching English online almost full time. And most of her clients are top of lawyers in South Korea in multicultural setting. And I'm starting social enterprise where we teach conflict resolution in business. Also, we have many challenges and has to embrace some sadness. Both my parents passed away a year apart, last year and the other last year. Also, one of my mentor, who was used to be mayor of Seoul City, passed away too. And Cheryl cannot be able to visit her family almost 3 years, and still doesn't know when she can visit without length of quarantine on both sides. Rohan's school is great, but he cannot enjoy playing with his friends because of COVID-19. And Ian's kindergarten has had to shut down several times because of COVID too. So can I say we are okay here or not? Probably we are okay compared with many other people around the world.
Last December, our family was lucky enough to be able to go to Jeju Island for Christmas. Jeju is the biggest island in South Korea. It's temperate and semi-tropical. We were trying to find places to safely play outside, and we found a place called Mazeland. It was a large outdoor park with gardens and several big mazes and labyrinths. Rohan and Ian really enjoyed the adventure of the many different mazes. And they especially love to ring the bell after they successfully finished the maze adventure. Several times, though, our family lost the way. We had to carefully research where we should go, and we finally got out from the maze. Scott and I talked about how similar the maze felt to our situation with life in Korea during the pandemic. We're always looking for the right way to avoid COVID, looking for the way to travel to Canada without huge risks, trying to find some good resources to overcome anxieties and fear about so many uncertainties. But then we went through another experience in a labyrinth, and Scott was struck by the significant differences in the two, the maze and the labyrinth. So we wondered how shifting our metaphor from maze to labyrinth might shed light on our response to uncertainty, because how we frame our stories of uncertainty changes our experience, which changes how we interact with others, how we respond to our challenges, and ultimately how we show up in our world.
So first, what make maze become a maze? First, there's only one way to get out from the maze. So when we look at maze, it's complicated, but only one way to get out. But there are many paths other than the right way. It's just that any other road are blocked or may trick us into taking wrong way. So when we are trying to approach uncertainty in a maze, the question is always, is this the right way? Sorry. It reminds me maze scientists used to judge how clever certain animals are. Is someone really judging us on all this? If we're getting wrong, a lot of the effort, energy is just used up in just asking the question, is this right or wrong? Particularly in this situation of a pandemic, it is easy to get caught up with finding right answer. Trying to fix things and solve the problem, make it better, but those questions doesn't really move us forward. We can end up either paralyzed or trying to every route we can, like Rohan running ahead only to lead us in a circle and get everyone disoriented. When uncertainty comes, it is natural to looking for the map and right direction. We need the answer right away. However, our direction becomes a force to control ourselves and others. And it is easy to stuck in the position, my way is right, my way is right and your way is wrong. According to Rohan and Ian, I became a strict daddy during the pandemic who always say, why didn't you follow my direction? When we face uncertainty, we are caught up with being right.
The second thing we noticed about the maze is that, well, with most mazes, you can't see the big picture. You're down in the path and the walls, whether they're rose bushes or volcanic stone, are too dense and too high to see through or over. Some mazes give you a map, but things look different in real life and the map could be wrong. Thankfully, our maze in Jeju had a map, which gave me a sense of relief. But in reality, maps are hard. It takes some experience. We let Rohan be the navigator for a little while, and it was clear that he was struggling with getting the directions aligned between the map and the actual path we were on. He ended up going the wrong way, getting frustrated. And for Ian, I don't think he was even understanding the connection between the map and reality. Later, I found an online map based on GPS and phone location partway through, but even that was off by several meters. Our location was jumping back and forth between two very different spots, not helpful in a maze. So maps are really just a construct that we create to guide us through and help us see a bigger picture, but they're not reality. I think we do this in situations of uncertainty too. We put together new constructs to help us. Sometimes they can be life-giving in that moment and stabilizing, but they can also cause more harm than good. I wonder what kinds of maps we construct and depend on to get us through uncertainty, and how are we navigating with these maps?
Third, there's a strong sense of fear in the maze. Of course, this fear feels like a thrill too. We choose to do the maze and enjoying it and trusting that it could not be that hard. But in the back of our mind, there's a primal fear of getting lost. If we can find the right way, you get trapped inside maze. Like Ian said, what happened if we can't get out? Will we have to sleep here? As a parent, fear was kind of running off and getting lost, and us running back and forth trying to find them. I felt a strong need to stick together. None of this, you are taking one way, I will take other, that always turn out disaster in the movie. Just watching the Maze Runner, it is all about survival. How does fear shape our experience of uncertainty and how we act in the face of unknown?
So that was our experience of the maze, but a labyrinth though is quite different. The labyrinth we walked at Mazeland was really interesting. It was built of different flowering bushes in the design of a diagram that was created by a famous Korean Buddhist monk in the 7th century. And the diagram is a visual representation of his poem called The Song of Dharma Nature. And that's about the way to enlightenment, the Buddhist ideas. So going through the stone entrance, we could see the whole labyrinth kind of glowing in the late afternoon sunshine. And walking the path was a meditative and renewing experience. And it gave us some insight into a different way of framing uncertainty. So we thought of a few ways that labyrinths are different from mazes.
So what's difference? First, there are still only one way out of labyrinth. Same with maze, but the labyrinth isn't confusing. No description of that end. Of course, there's still no easy way out. We needed to keep on walking, but there is a comfort in knowing that if we keep walking, there is a way, only one path. It was a long, winding labyrinth, and it took a lot of time than we thought. The sun was setting, and then kids are getting hungry, so it wasn't all just fun journey, lovely. Not just lovely, but at least there wasn't the fear or urgency we have felt in the maze. There was also plenty of time to look at the labyrinth, even though the walls of maze had been more impressive and beautiful. It has been hard for me to take notice of those beauty, because we are thrilled and try to escape. But I found myself walking the labyrinth with attention to each flower and the changes in small trees on either side of a path. There was a sense of present in the space I was in. I wonder if this is what acceptance feels like. We accept what we can change and keep putting foot after foot along the path. We know that no one is triggers. We not being judged. We can just keep going. When uncertainty comes, can we focus on where we are at now, knowing the path will be there for us?
Second thing we noticed is with labyrinths, you can see the whole picture. The shrubs lining the path are deliberately shorter, so even Rohan could see over the top. Ian was too short, but the bushes were planted a little further apart to allow spaces between for him to look through to the other side. So he could see us and we could see him, even if he was in another part of the loop. In uncertainty, it's important for us to look up, to look out, to look across. In our scripture, mountains being leveled and valleys being raised up, this is our Creator's dramatic justice, bringing everything back together in a right way. It's disturbing, yes, but in some ways, especially for a prairie girl, it's also comforting. We can see the horizon and everything in between clearly. We're connected on this earth to everyone and everything. So we need to see beyond our small walls and borders, languages, culture groups. In this pandemic, we need to pay attention to what's happening in communities around the world, not just our neighborhood. In the labyrinth, instead of worrying about taking the wrong road, how can we look up and look for how we can serve on this path in connection with the bigger picture?
The third point about the labyrinth was strong sense of trust and hope that eventually we will get the center and coming back. At the entrance, the sign had told us the journey begin and end at the center, same time, same path. We know where we've been and we know where we are going. Even when we are actually going in opposite direction sometimes, and seems far away. With a sense of hope, we could let go of fears. Even with our care, they felt free to run at the labyrinth and cutting across the running under the bushes across the path to path. We didn't worry about losing them. This is very different than the maze. Since we are all know where we are start and where we are end up, the backward or forward will get us eventually back together. Nothing is lost when everything is connected. When uncertainty comes, how do we affirm our connection to the center and to all things?
Mm-hmm. So labyrinths and mazes, like the people asking John in the scripture, so what should we do then? They were looking for a map, an expert to tell them what to do. They felt the sense of urgency, the need to find the right way, the right answer. But it seems to me that John's answers are kind of obvious. Just keep walking the way. It seems we know what walking in a right way means. So do it. Keep on the path. Keep moving.
During this pandemic, we try to find hope and make a map of our life direction. So Sharon and I, and with all our family, we keep drawing up many escape plan and throw it away and getting another plan and then eventually getting disappointed again and again. We are getting tired of making emergency plan and start to lose hope and going back to kind of normal that hopefully is almost lost. But after trip to the Jeju Island, we have been thinking, trying to accept our situation as a labyrinth than maze. No matter what happened to us, we are on the connected path to the center, our Creator God. Our journey itself has a deeper meaning than just escape plan from here and going through. If every step of our journey has meaning, all we need to keep moving step by step with joy and care for each other. So let's keep walking the way together.